Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stars could shine between the lines if you would let yourself go. Find some place you know you can use your words, use your hands. You can change the world, just pretend. Express yourself, take a chance, and you'll see who you'll be.
It's time to express yourself, where teens talk and the world listens. Presented by Star Style Productions as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. You'll rock to an hour of adolescent fusion with your teen hosts and on-air reporters. Meet and chat with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with subjects regarding anything and everything that you want to know. It's time to kick off the fun with our star teens. Welcome to Express Yourself.
Skeletons, pumpkins, and ghosts, oh my. Hello and welcome to Express Yourself. We're a program by, for, and with creative young people. A platform to give teens a voice right here on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Asia Gonzalez, and today the theme for our show is the oh-so-spooky day of Halloween.
Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions and brought to you as an outreach service of the Be the Star You Are charity. Each week, we bring you a stimulating, mind-bending, and motivating program based on a chapter from our award-winning book, Be the Star You Are for Teens, Simple Gifts for Living, Loving, Laughing, Learning, and Leading. I'm sure you're all dying to know what we have in store for our theme for today, Halloween. So I'm going to get started with my segment of Techie Talks. So I love Halloween. It's a time I get to eat a lot of yummy treats, dress up in a punny costume, and watch spooky movies. This year, I'm having a bit of difficulty trying to figure out what to be for Halloween, but I thought I would take a moment to share some possible costumes with you all. These costumes are inspired by technology. The first idea is a Pinterest board. I know I spend a long time most days on Pinterest and, regrettably, some days in class trying to perfect my boards, and it's also one of the first places I looked for Halloween costume ideas. For Halloween, you and your friends could dress up as different Pinterest boards, each representing your interest. It would be a great way to showcase each of your unique personalities while still participating in a group costume, which I know a lot of teenagers like to do. My second idea for people would be if you are a gamer and you want to show off that side of your techie love, then a great idea would be to team up with a friend to be characters from the game of Pac-Man. And what would make this really fun is that you could spend the day running around and playing a live game of Pac-Man. And I got this idea because last year, my friends and I were professional badminton players for Halloween, and we played badminton, and one of my friends and I had 7 periods together, so we played badminton in all of our classes, which I'm sure bothered my teachers, but it was a lot of fun. And so coming up with a costume where you can actually act it out or play the game all day is really fun. And the Pac-Man costume could also be eco-friendly because you can make it by painting an old cardboard box. And I think that's really cool because especially with Halloween, costumes can be pretty pricey, and trying to find a costume from a store or come up with a bunch of different parts to a costume can be tricky. So often the easiest costumes to do, and especially the ones that are easiest to do last minute, are ones you can make out of cardboard boxes or supplies you have in your home. So my third idea would be related to how fast technology changes. So it seems like the new and latest greatest iPhone is always being released, leaving lots of opportunities for hashtag TBT or Throwback Thursdays. For Halloween, another cool idea would be dressing up as an old model of an iPhone or iPod made out of a spray-painted cardboard box. And to make things clever, you could write on the screen of the device, Throwback Thursday, thus demonstrating your knowledge of hip lingo, which would be fun. And I think, and then my fourth idea would be if you're looking for something a little less bulky and a little more futuresque, you can dress up as a human robot. So you could basically just wear like all silver or like anything you have that's silver or kind of like futuresque. So Tesla founder and technology mogul Elon Musk calls robots something that humans certainly need to be wary about. And artificial intelligence is something that is a huge hot topic in technology today. It's one of the fields that a lot of people are recommending computer science majors go into or learn more about, just because there are so much opportunities for growth in artificial intelligence and a lot unexplored. But Musk warns that even though we can do something and create something cool, that doesn't necessarily mean we should, because if we take AI too far, we could be in danger of creating a new race of robots that are capable of making their decisions as individuals. And related to this kind of is Google has been able to create robots in the past that could be used to create an army. And I know it sounds super futuristic and weird, but if you look at the acquisitions Google has made in the past couple of years, you'll realize that they're really looking into robots and artificial intelligence. And I was actually at a conference this past summer at Facebook, and the CTO came out and was talking about Facebook's goals for the future. And one of their goals is to look more into artificial intelligence. So it's definitely a hot topic in the tech community. Wheeling it back to the Halloween idea, you could show off your knowledge of this hot topic by dressing up as a new race of human robots.
That is super interesting. That was actually really cool talking about the AI. It's super creepy knowing how far we are in that subject. But it's pretty cool. It always fascinates me on that kind of information. And speaking of costumes, this is actually why Halloween is my favorite holiday of all time, because I just love how we can take our creative personalities and throw it together into something that we can dress up as on Halloween. You know, we kind of have an excuse to play dress up on that day.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I always get way too into Halloween, more so than all my other friends. Like, one year I was like a gallon of ice cream, and I walked around all day eating ice cream, which my mom was not happy about. One year when I was, all my friends were dressing up as witches, so I had to be a witch. I dressed up my cat as a witch too, and I made her a witch costume.
I get
way too into Halloween.
I love it. When we were younger, my brothers and I, my mom and my dad, and we would just all come up with this big family Halloween costume. We would all be one theme. There was one time where, my dad wasn't with us, but this was when my mom and my brothers and I went trick-or-treating when we were younger. My mom was the tooth fairy, and she had made us all three teeth. So it was like,
that's so cool.
She was a tooth fairy while we were the teeth that she took. It was just so funny. And we did one where my brothers and I were the three little pigs, and my mom was Little Red Riding Hood, and my dad was the wolf.
That's awesome.
Remembering those cool times that we had when we were younger is just so awesome.
Yeah, and it's definitely like the one day you can like dress up as whatever you want, and you won't get, well, you might get weird stares, but you know it's okay.
Depending what you are.
Yeah, definitely. I've always tried to make my family do like group costumes, but my mom every year, and my sister hates dressing up. So it's mostly just like me getting really into it. But it's really fun.
I try to get my brothers to do it with me because my youngest little brother, his birthday is around the 31st. So we try to use it as a day to really celebrate his birthday on that day as well, when we're all having fun, and it's really cool.
That's awesome. What's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever been?
Oh, let's see. Yesterday, we were talking about possibly doing superheroes. So there was one late year where I was Elektra from Daredevil. It's Marvel. And I was dressed up in like this cool red ninja costume, and I had like my props and everything, and I just felt so awesome.
That's awesome.
Remember doing that where I was Elektra for Halloween. It was so awesome.
That's awesome. Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
I'm not entirely sure just yet. I found a ton of things on Pinterest, and it's kind of like this pumpkin queen kind of look where you use makeup and these cool contact lenses, and you know, I'm going to paint my face, and then I want to wear like this really pretty long black dress. So it'll also be pretty, but it'll be scary at the same time. I thought that was so cool, so I might be that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think my friends and I always try to do a group costume together, but we kind of differ in that they like more like classic costumes. Like freshman year, they really wanted to be cats, and so they all went as cats. And then I also went as a cat, but I went as a fat cat, so I like stuffed my body with pillows. So I kind of like have to go along with what they want, and then I take it like three steps too far.
That's awesome. That's the best, though, being creative with what you're given.
Yeah, definitely. And it was really comfortable because then in every class I had like a ton of pillows and I could just like lie down.
You could like rest against them in class.
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting on the couch. That's so funny.
Yeah, definitely making your Halloween costume super friendly to that. And this year, I think my friends and I are, my Latin teacher has like this one outfit that he loves wearing, which is like a blue Oxford shirt. And like, he always puts in this like little stuffed animal in his like shirt pocket and like cap and military boots. So my friends and I are going to surprise him on the Friday before Halloween and dress up as him because he'll present outfit on Friday. So it's a cool picture.
That's awesome. That would be so funny if that were to happen. He would love that, I think.
Yeah, I have like a weird history with dressing up as my teachers because I remember in first grade, that was the first year my mom let me dress up as anything I wanted to be. And I was so excited. And because I think there's like this magic quality of like finally getting to get that choice of like dressing up as whatever you want and going into the store and seeing like all the options and
getting creative.
It's super fun. It's like just like another outlet as a kid to like dress up as like, I guess, your role models and your form of superhero. So my form of superhero was my kindergarten teacher. And I decided that I was going to dress up as her because she was my role model. And so while every other kid was dressed up as like their like superhero or like Superwoman or Superman, I was dressed up as my kindergarten teacher. And that was like, I was so happy that I finally got to be her for a day. And so I think as a kid, it's just this like magic, Halloween is just this magic time of getting to pretend to be like your dream and getting as a kid. It's really fun to be creative, but one thing that always really bothered me was I was like, I want to grow up already. And so it's like kind of this one day where you can like be a grown up in some sense or whatever twisted form of grown up you think there is in your mind.
Yeah, whatever that was. But it's funny because people would always ask me, what's your favorite holiday? And they would expect me to say like Christmas or something. But I was always like, Halloween. Halloween's my favorite holiday. And they'd be like, really? Like, are you sure? but I loved it. You know, I loved going into like Party City or like the Halloween stores and just looking at all these different costumes and what I could take to create my own costume. And it was just super fun because when I used to live in California, we had this huge church that we went to. And on Halloween, they would have what's called a trunk or treat. You would take the trunk of your car if your car was big enough and you could create it kind of like a haunted house, but it wasn't exactly haunted. It was just something creative that you could do. So my aunt and my uncle decided to do, what was it called? I think it was Wheel of Fortune. And they decided to create their trunk, like the background of the Wheel of Fortune. And you could actually go over to their car and play like a game and win like candy or whatever. It was just so cool how you were able to decorate your car and kind of make it like there were the houses on the block that you could go trick-or-treating at.
That's awesome. Yeah. I remember trick-or-treating as a kid was so fun. It was, like, the one day, like, you ought to, like, be out past six. Yes, I'm outside. Like, I smell the air. It was so fun. I remember loving trick-or-treating and, like, making a game plan with my mom, like, every Halloween to see, like, okay, Mom, like, I remember last year, like, this is the house that gave out the really good candy, so you have to go there. And now I think my mom really enjoys handing out candy to kids and seeing that their like, eyes light up with excitement.
We kind of had the plan of, like, what would it be like if we went to a round and gave out candy for the kids instead of having them come to the house. Like, we were still able to, like, dress up but then go out. I thought that would just be really cool. So this is actually why Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday of all time. I love dressing up in fun costumes, and it's so fun seeing all, like, the scary decorations and all that stuff. So thanks so much, Kaisine, for this fun conversation. During the break, everyone, be sure to check out our radio site at expressyourselfteenradio.com for photos, descriptions, links, and more.
Also, please visit our charity site at btsya.org and watch our fun and informative videos at youtube.com/bethestaryouare. Stay right here with us as we continue our conversation about Halloween. When we return with our very own Art Attack reporter, Bridget Gia, I'm Kaisine Kelly.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
You are listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids Network, brought to you by the Be the Star You Are charity. I'm Asia Gonzalez, and today our show is all about Halloween. Our Art Attack reporter, Brigitte Gia, has a spectacular discussion for us. Hi, Brigitte. Take it away.
Hey, guys. It's Brigitte. And today we'll be talking about art and Halloween in the latest segment of Art Attack. Halloween is celebrated throughout the world today, but where did it come from? The holiday is derived from Samhain, an ancient Celtic festival to ward off roaming ghosts and spirits during the harvest season. The aspects of this festival were incorporated into and combined with Pope Gregory III's designated All Saints Day, my favorite day, on November 1st in the 8th century. So the time period itself is really traditionally a time during the year when people usher in the harvest, you know, in the fall. And, you know, they try to drive away evil spirits from this harvest with scary costumes and scary decorations. And this tradition has kind of held through to the present day, even though there's, you know, a lot of changes. Now Halloween is seen as a fun time where, you know, kids can go out and trick-or-treat and have fun and stay up late and watch horror movies. So along with this change, modern artists have also put a lot of time and effort into costumes and decorations for Halloween. Of course, definitely not necessarily for this ancient Celtic festival itself, but in general, artists have really seen Halloween as an opportunity to become more developed as, you know, with their style and try to use their artistic style in different things. So really, there's an example in UK. They had a display that featured zombies that were literally carved out of pumpkins. Like, they weren't even carvings on pumpkins. They were carved out of pumpkins. So they had these giant sculptured zombies out of, you know, pumpkins. And that's really festive, and I think that's really, really cool. So these pumpkin sculptures stood in the UK Botanical Gardens as a part of the Halloween exhibit, and they looked very lifelike and very frightening. Pumpkin art in general can also be seen in the form of cuttings, and they're usually lit by candlelight, where you carve something in the shell of the pumpkin, and then you put a candle inside it, and then when it's nighttime, it just looks really fantastic and really eerie and really Halloween festival-like. But what would Halloween be without the glorious costumes created by forward-thinking artists? So the original function of the traditional Halloween costume was to, of course, ward off evil spirits that might blight a farmer's harvest. But And since ancient times, the making and use of costumes has really evolved from a spiritual necessity to a kind of fun recreational event. So instead of using these costumes, you know, ward off bad harvests and evil spirits, it's very lighthearted today. Many trick-or-treaters really get creative with these costumes, and they can use homemade materials to really create something spectacular that they can wear around during the night and get candy with. And there are even artists who really specialize in taking common everyday things, maybe even trash, and they take this and form a beautiful costume. I know there's this one Taco Bell commercial, I think, that's actually going around, and in it they feature an artist who actually makes a dress out of sauce packets. So artists really use Halloween as an event in which they try to make pieces out of everyday items, such as these sauce packets. And a well-made Halloween costume for Halloween can really definitely be considered as an artist's handicraft. So it's really definitely artistic when people make these costumes. So every year, there's a special thing that I found. It's called Costume Works. And Costume Works basically holds a huge Halloween costume competition where individuals can compete to win the prize for the best and most unique costumes. So artists really use this event to bring out their individual flair by creating art in the form of a costume for this holiday. So it's really wonderful to see a connection between an ancient festivity and the outlet for art that Halloween is today.
That's so cool. I like that, you know. They have that thing where you can create, it's kind of related to Halloween, but it just, when you brought up the fact that Taco Bell uses the sauce packs to make a costume, it made me think of how during prom, and when prom is during high school, they have a contest where you can make something out of duct tape for your dress.
Yes!
And like, win a competition. I just thought that was so cool, and that made me think of that.
It's very creative, you know? Yeah, you just take duct tape. Duct tape is definitely something that you use in your everyday life, and now you can make something, you know, an artwork out of it. And I think it's so great.
Yeah, my friend, she likes to make bracelets out of duct tape, and I was like, I can't even make that, so I don't know how I'm going to be able to make a dress. So I didn't
even
try.
Yeah, it's really hard.
It's like,
like two pieces.
It looks really cool
together,
though.
Let alone make a dress.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So one of the questions that I really wanted to ask you was, what are some examples of creative costumes that really relate to art? Can you explain some of that?
Well, you can actually become a painting or sculpture for Halloween. I know that sounds kind of weird and out of the blue, but really you can take a piece, like a favorite painting of yours, maybe a Van Gogh, for example, and you can kind of use face paint, you know, you can use face paint to remodel yourself into that painting. And there's actually a really creative way to do that, that daily, you know, individuals can use daily, like, items from their everyday lives to just make themselves look like a painting. For example, if you take Van Gogh's self-portrait, this really famous one that he did himself, right? And then if you take a piece of cardboard and you paint it or maybe spray paint it to kind of look like a painting or to kind of look like the frame of a painting and the background for a painting. And then you take face paint and then you remodel your own features into kind of the impasto style that Van Gogh used for his self-portrait. And then you cut a little hole in the cardboard. Then you can stick your head in the cardboard and you can actually become the painting for Halloween. And I think, you know, that kind of project is really neat.
That is so cool. That's very, very creative. I've never heard of that before. That's
awesome.
Pretty awesome.
So earlier we were talking about, like, our favorite Halloween costumes we've ever been. But what's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever been?
For me, one year I actually did, again, another face painting type thing where I made myself into a kind of zombie stitched up rag doll, and I thought that was really fun because I
actually
got to play around with makeup. Yeah, thank you. I used my mom's foundation because she's actually a shade lighter than I am because I do swimming and I tan really easily.
Yeah.
So I used that to kind of make myself look kind of ghostly and zombie-like and dead. And then I just took some red face paint and I was able to make these little lines across my face that kind of looked very eerie, and then little black marks from an eyeshadow on an eyeliner pencil to make the stitches. And so in that way I was able to create a kind of scary doll zombie type Halloween costume.
That's awesome. I think it's so cool that you guys are able to use makeup and all these different forms of like artist tools to like actually like make yourself into a piece of art during Halloween. I definitely respect that. I wish I had the talent to do something like that, but I think I might have to stick to store bought or
fake
costumes.
I think it's a lot easier to do makeup on somebody else for a costume than it is to do it on yourself.
Really?
Yeah, eyeliner. Mm-hmm. That's really hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really think that a lot of people, you know, don't, you know, look at makeup like an art form, but I really think it takes a lot of skill to do that. And I think if you use it in your Halloween costume, that's definitely showing some artistic flair.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a way to be creative and unique and different from other people, because anyone can buy the same costume at a store, but not everyone can do the same makeup that or like costume that can be created at home. And it's really awesome. And there's like it's really awesome feeling when you have like a costume that nobody else has, and everyone's like, "Whoa, that's such a cool costume!" Like
how'd
you come up
nice
with that?
Exactly,
it was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how did your high schools or middle schools or anything like that act? Did they let you dress up in school like on the day before Halloween or on Halloween?
Yeah,
yeah, I remember doing that. It was so fun to see what everybody was.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you know you see how people take their different costumes. And you know, I have some artist friends where I see what they did with their costumes or how they even made their costumes, and I'm really like astounded.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I have a friend who made a Harry Potter wand out of just lined paper and hot glue, and it really looked like the wand from Harry Potter. And
that is
it just
so
astounded
cool.
me. Yeah.
I
was like,
I love
how did you
seeing
do
how
that?
Crazy people get. It's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
But there's always those like random people who are like wearing like really scary costumes, and then we'll go on their way to like scare people. And I get scared so easily, like I can't go into any haunted houses. And so Halloween is like a day I like hide in fear and like
shy away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you see. Mm-hmm.
When we would take my brothers out trick-or-treating when they were younger, there was this house that they would just decorate so scary, and there was this guy actually running around with a chainsaw down the street, and I was just freaking
out. Oh, my God.
I was like, you can't be doing
this.
See,
at that point, I'm just like, Halloween has gone too far. I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
At that point, I'm checking out.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's scary how you can't recognize some people after they've, you know, face paint and all their artistic flair, all their costumes.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I know you? How did you do that?
Sometimes I can't even recognize my friends. Yeah. It was so crazy.
Yeah. And then you take a second look, you're like, oh, it's you. That's amazing.
You.
How did they do it? It is you.
That is so funny. And then some people are just like, oh, no, that's not my costume. This is just actually my face.
Yeah,
my everyday costume.
That's so funny. Well, thank you so much, Brigitte, for this awesome discussion. It's always a blast having you on the show. Instead of giving out candy, guys, how about giving a donation to the Be the Star You Are charity that actually brings you this program? For more info on how to do this, go to www.bethestaryouare.org. I'm Asia Gonzalez.
And I'm Kaisine Kelly. Also remember to visit our radio site at expressyourselfteenradio.com. When we come back from break, we'll be talking to a rising Disney Channel star. Don't go anywhere.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
Hello? Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on Voice America Kids Channel. Your hosts, the Kids First Film Critics, preview all the latest movies before they're released, interview stars on the red carpet, and share their reviews with you so you can make informed decisions about what you select to see. Our reporters, ages 7 to 16, will bring you a kid's perspective on these films. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Thank you for staying with us here at Voice America Kids. Our program is Express Yourself, giving youth across the world a voice to be listened to. I'm your host, Asia Gonzalez, and today's topic is Halloween. We are thrilled to introduce to you a bright new shining star on Disney Channel. Sophie is a young star who joined the entertainment industry early. She's one of the newest members of the Disney show Gamer's Guide to Pretty Much Everything. She plays the sweet, fun, and amazing video gamer Ashley, who is also a loyal friend that has a great heart.
Gamer's Guide to Pretty Much Everything follows the story of the epic gamer Connor. When a thumb injury forces his gaming career to come to a stop, he must attend public high school for the first time. There he meets fellow gamers Franklin, Wendell, and Ashley, and he learns the values of trusting and lasting friendships. Ashley is played by the amazing Sophie Reynolds, and she is here with us as we speak. Welcome to Express Yourself Teen Radio, Sophie. We're so happy to have you.
Hi, thank you guys for having me. I'm super excited to be chatting with you.
Yes, for sure. So our first question is, what gave you the inspiration to get into the entertainment industry?
Well, I started dancing when I was 3 years old. I was put into dance class by my mother, and I have danced my whole life. It's been a huge passion of mine, and about like a year and a half ago, my dance teacher started to persuade me to try acting class to add a kind of another layer to dance, and I ended up falling in love, and I moved to LA and started the acting business, and a couple months after being here taking class, I booked a Gamer's Guide.
That's awesome. That's pretty awesome. So what is the best part about acting? Like, what's the funnest part that you've experienced about being an actress?
The best part about being an actress for me is getting to entertain people. And, you know, I'm in comedy right now, so bringing a smile to someone's face is like, it's something really special, getting to entertain them. And also, I just love it. It's so much fun. Honestly, it's so much fun for me. I think that that's the number one thing to remember about acting, is to just enjoy it. And I am loving every second.
That's awesome.
Did you always dream about being on Disney, or how did you get to choosing Gamer's Guide?
You know, I think I've grown up watching Disney my whole life. I was a huge Disney fan. Hannah Montana, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, That's So Raven. I watched all of it. And I think, you know, that's always kind of a dream of, has always kind of been a dream of mine. And I remember when I got the script for Gamer's Guide for the initial audition, I was amazed. I felt like I could really connect to Ashley, and I was like, this is my role. This is going to be it for me. And it was, and it's been amazing. So I've loved being a part of the Disney family. It's been awesome.
With your character, Ashley, how do you most relate to her? What connects you?
I relate the most to Ashley in, like, the sense that she's really strong and independent. Also that she loves to roll with the boys. I grew up with an older brother, and so hanging out with boys has kind of always been something I've done. But she's got this side of her that she's not afraid to stand up for herself and her friends, and I really, really admire that about her, and I kind of see myself in her in that way, you know, that she's got this little fierce side to her, and I love that.
Definitely, and I think I can definitely relate to you talking about being with a bunch of boys, because I'm like on your show how you're a gamer. I'm really into computer science, and so I do a lot of coding, and that's definitely a place and industry definitely heavily influenced by boys, and so your show is probably a really good change, especially on a huge network like Disney Channel, to show young girls that it's okay to pursue their passions, even if it's a predominantly male field. Do you think that you and your character could more be like best friends or sisters?
Ooh, I think that my character and I would be, I could see us being sisters. I feel like I've gotten to know Ashley really well, and I feel like she'd be like my sister, you know? I think I probably would, sometimes we wouldn't always agree on everything, but I think at the end of the day, we would always be there for each other. So I feel like we'd be sisters.
That'd be really cool. How are you and your character different? What are some things that set you two apart?
Ashley, I would say my biggest difference from Ashley is that she's a huge gamer, and I'm not really big into video games. I've enjoyed learning about the video game world, and I have played some video games in my day, but I wouldn't consider myself a big gamer. So that's, like, our biggest difference. I would say that's really it.
Well, that's awesome that you're able to both relate to your character, but also able to learn a lot about her world. What do you think is the biggest hardship your character has gone through so far? And if you were her in that situation, you talked about how you're similar, but you don't always agree with the decision she makes. What would you do in that kind of situation?
Ashley goes through this. There's this one episode of the show that should be airing soon. And Ashley is kind of going through this struggle of being a leader of her volleyball team. And the girls kind of try to take advantage of her as the leader and the captain, and she stands up for herself, and I love that she doesn't let them use her, and she doesn't let them take advantage of her. I think if I was her, I would do the same. I would definitely, you know, I would stand up for myself too, and I love that she does, but I think at the end, she kind of decides that maybe being this leader isn't all that she wants to be, and I think that that would probably be a little bit of a difference in from me to Ashley. You know, I love to be able to voice my opinion and be a leader and a role model. And I think as Ashley gets older, she will, as she grows. And I think that that episode is great because it's the first time we really get to see her in a leadership role. But I think I wish she would pursue it even more. And I'm excited to see where the future of Ashley goes.
That's really cool. I like that. I like how you're able to really relate, but also kind of put yourself in her shoes. And have you had to learn to act like a gamer since, you know, Ashley is a huge gamer in the show? Have you had to really learn, like, the language or, like, how they game? Or what were the producers really looking for? How did you morph yourself into that kind of character?
Yeah, for sure. I think being on this show that represents the gaming world, it's been really important to everyone on the show, the producers, the writers, us as the actors, to make our video gaming as authentic as possible and represent this whole world, because it's its own thing. It's amazing, actually, the community that they have, and I think we're trying to represent that as authentic as possible. So it has been like learning the logo, learning the lingo, learning everything about it, and it's been really fascinating. Murray on the show, who plays Wendell, is a huge gamer, so he's been teaching me a lot. Felix also is a big gamer, and so Cameron games too, so I've been learning from everyone. We have video games all over the writer's room and stuff, and which they like to just play for fun, but also it's research. We'll try to learn, and we do whatever we can to make sure that the gaming world is authentically represented.
Good. That's sounds challenging, but I'm sure you can do it.
Yes, it's been fun.
And so you talked about how what the producers were looking for and how there are games in the writer's room. So do the actors work closely with the writers and producers and give input? And how far in advance do you know new things about your character?
We don't hear much. We get our episode. So Wednesday is our table read day, and then we film Monday and Tuesday. Like, we rehearse Thursday, Friday, film Monday, Tuesday. And we don't get our script for the next episode Tuesday night, so we really don't have much advance of, like, what's going to be going on. But sometimes if there's something big for our character coming up, they'll kind of give us a heads up, like, what's going to be happening, like, how our character's going to evolve. So that's been really cool. And I think, like, throughout the week we get our script, and we do get to give our feedback if we have any sort of ideas or... It's definitely been, like, a super amazing and kind of interactive experience with the writers. They're so great. They're so funny. And it's been really an honor working with all of them.
That's good. How many, do you have a really close friendship that you have with somebody? Do you have, a best friend on set?
Oh, a best friend on set. You know, me and the three boys, Cameron, Felix, and Murray, we get along so well. They're like my brothers. Amazing having them there. I couldn't have picked a better group, but it's been awesome.
That's cool. So our theme today is Halloween. So are you?
Yeah.
Do you have any cool ideas? Are you going to be a gamer for Halloween, or do you have another costume in mind?
Well, a gamer sounds kind of like a fun idea, but I was thinking, I'm not so sure I'm going to be able to get to dress up for Halloween. I'll be in Canada filming a movie. Yes, so that should be really fun. But if I do get to dress up for Halloween, I think I'm going to go as maybe Cher from Clueless.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that movie.
I'm so happy you're doing that.
Yeah, I've always kind of considered it. I'm like, oh, maybe this is the time to do it. So yeah, I think I might do that.
That's so awesome. And you have the hair for it, so I think you'd be fine.
Yeah, right?
Are you going to do her iconic costume where it's the yellow plaid outfit? Or
that's what I was thinking. I mean, I feel like that could be kind of a challenge to find. I'm super last minute with my costumes, but I feel like I can do it. And I feel like that's important. Like, if you're going to be Cher, you have to have the yellow plaid, right?
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah, if you couldn't find the actual costume, you could probably go around and mix and match items that look really similar to her costume.
I feel like there's ways around it. You can figure it out.
Being creative.
That's always the fun part about Halloween costumes, being
That's
creative.
That's the best part.
Making them your own.
Yeah.
What was your favorite costume that you ever did for Halloween?
Oh, my favorite costume. Okay, so I don't even remember how old I was, but I always was super, when I was younger especially, I was super into the creativity of Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. So I never wanted to be a cat or something that everybody else was, even though at one point I was a witch and stuff. I had all sorts of costumes. But I was actually, I dressed up as the Statue of Liberty one year.
That is so cool.
Weirdest costume I've ever been, but it was a lot of fun because everybody was like, that is such a cool costume. And I was I know. I can't believe I thought of it. I was super
it's
proud
so
of it.
It's so unique. It's
yeah.
So different. That's
I don't even
awesome.
Know. I was in New York, and I was just, super inspired. I think I may have seen it in a costume shop. I don't remember. I was young. But I was oh, that's a super cool idea, because it reminded me of New York.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sophie, for this awesome conversation. It's super fun talking with you. If you guys want to connect with Sophie via Twitter and Instagram, her name is @Sophie1Reynolds. And make sure to check out Gamer's Guide to pretty much everything on Disney.
Yes, thank you guys.
Also, during the break, be sure to check out our charity site at btsya.org, which stands for Be the Star You Are, 501c3 Literacy and Positive Media Charity. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in the next segment with the fabulous Sophie Reynolds. I'm Kaisine Kelly.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
What's cooking? Join Kid Chef Eliana for Cool Kids Cook. Eliana is one of the youngest published cookbook authors and will show you that there are all kinds of goodness in food, beyond the chicken nuggets and fries. On our show, we'll discover cuisine from around the world, learn some great cooking techniques, speak with some of the world's top chefs, and share recipes. Kid Chef Eliana is here for you on Cool Kids Cook every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Bon appetit!
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Our voices need to be heard. Tune in every week for Women Investing in Women and Girls. This is a groundbreaking program that spotlights global issues from the perspectives of young women and teens. Our program is aimed at young listeners in general, including young men who wish to be engaged in our global dialogues. Come join us every Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time
for women investing in women and girls. And follow the global economic revolution on the Voice America Kids channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here at Voice America Kids. I'm Asia Gonzalez, and our program is Express Yourself. Today, the theme for our show is Halloween. We are speaking with the up-and-coming Disney star Sophie Reynolds, who plays Ashley in Gamer's Guide to Pretty Much Everything. Sophie is a pretty talented gal. She's been dancing since she was 3, and this amazing talent has helped combat shyness. She started to compete at the age of 11 and moved to LA at 15 years old to pursue dance even farther. It was then that she decided she loved to perform and took the brave risk to pursue acting. We're super excited to see her show off her dancing talent on her show.
Yes. Hi, Sophie, again, and welcome back.
Hello, hello.
So you said you're going to be in Canada doing a movie on Halloween. Can you tell us what movie it is and who you are playing?
Yes. So it is a sequel to the Mostly Ghostly movies based on the R.L. Stein books. It's Mostly Ghostly 3, One Night in Doom House.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, and I'm playing the role of Tara, which will be super fun, and I can't wait to kind of embark on this like new adventure of doing a movie. I've never done one, so I'm super excited to get started.
That is so cool. I can't believe you're doing a movie on that. You know, since we're doing the theme on Halloween.
I know, and it's a Halloween movie, and I'll be filming probably on Halloween. It's just going to be super fun and awesome.
Yeah, and since it is about Halloween on this segment and actually talk, I can talk about Goosebumps. Those are actually, even though I'm well past the level of that reading level, I can really happily admit that those are my absolute favorite books of all time. Like, I can never get tired of reading those books over and over again.
Oh, that's awesome. I've never read them.
They're really, really good. He has a ton of them, so they're not all the same. They're actually very different, each one of them, so they're really interesting to read.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they were super popular among kids when I was, like, younger, and everyone loved them. I don't think I ever tried reading one. I probably should, though. I mean, get ready for my movie. Be fun.
Yeah. They're pretty much, in the way he writes them, they are pretty similar in the way they're set up, so I think it would really help you, you know, kind of get a feel for the movie, maybe. They're just super fun to read. I would definitely recommend it.
Okay, awesome. I'll definitely check them out.
So I think it's so cool that you're able to balance so many things in your life, but I definitely couldn't imagine having to go from filming your show to going to Canada to film your cool new movie. Is it hard for you to learn your lines, and how do you keep up with it all?
You know, learning my lines has been something that's always, it's never been too much of a struggle for me. I think, like, for me, I just really indulge myself in the character and what's going on, and the lines kind of just come with lots of rehearsal and practice, obviously. And we do forget our lines sometimes, and we laugh about it, but lines have never been too hard. And I think just managing it all, I just have to remind myself that I'm doing what I love, and there's really nothing better than that, and it kind of helps me just get through it and have fun the whole way.
So, you know, was it hard to kind of juggle all that, but then still find like an agent, or did you get an agent booked right away? Was it kind of hard using all of that, like school, family, friends, and all that, and actually get launched into your acting career?
Yeah, for sure. I think that the hardest thing is getting into it. I got an acting agent through, I can't actually remember. It feels like so long ago, so much has happened. But I got an acting agent before I moved here. We were connected up through a mutual friend, and they really liked me, and we just decided to go with it. But the number one thing I did is I committed myself to taking an acting class. So I moved here shortly after I got my agent, and I got into a excellent acting class, and that was kind of the way I got into it, because I thought, like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be really good at it. So I started taking acting class and tried to kind of hone my skill. And then I was sent on auditions through my agent, and I got a manager as well. And that was kind of how I got it. And then I ended up getting the audition for Gamer's Guide a few months after being here, booked it, and it was really kind of crazy. I feel so lucky to have gotten something so fast. I was only here for a few months. But yeah, it was definitely a challenge to balance, especially at first, because my family, my brother and my dad, were back in Portland, Oregon, where I'm from originally. Actually, Vancouver, Washington, but it's a suburb of Portland, Oregon. So they were living there, and my mom and I were living here in L.A. And so it was kind of, it was really hard to be separated from them. So that was actually more incentive, though, for me to work hard, because I knew if I booked something, then we can move my whole family here, and it was going to be permanent then. So, and it was hard, too. School's always hard to balance. We have amazing teachers on set to help us, and we work together. And, you know, just try to stay motivated because school is so, so important. But we're also working on full-time jobs, and it can be a challenge. But I think you just have to be really well-organized and try to get it done because it is important. So that would be my thing for school, is be organized.
Yeah. You talked a lot about your cast and how you've learned a lot from them. So yeah. Do you think you guys have a good friendship, and what's that like?
Oh, I have an amazing friendship with Felix, Cameron, and Murray. I love them so much. They're just the best. They're like my brothers. I've always been one that loves hanging out with guys. I have an older brother, so I've always really connected well. But yeah, we love to do things. Like, we play basketball almost every day at lunch, and we love hanging out. I have such a great connection with them. It's been amazing.
I could definitely relate to that. I grew up with two younger brothers, so, you know, I didn't really have a sister, so I really had the two younger boys to really hang out with, and we're super, super close, so I can really understand where you come from with that.
Yes.
What are your dreams for the future? Do you want to keep acting, or do you have, like, another career in mind as you get older, or what are your plans?
I definitely want to keep acting. I want to do that for the rest of my life. I want to act. I maybe want to direct. I found learning, just as much as I've learned, like, being in front of the camera, I've also found it so interesting to learn what it's like behind the camera, the director, the cameraman. I've been trying to learn about all the different jobs, and I'm just really excited to see where my career can take me. I feel like I'm so new to this all, and I'm just trying to learn as much as I can right now. It's awesome.
I think that's super smart that you're an actress right now, but you also have the dream of being a director, so you have that, like, hand-on-hand experience on
Yeah,
how the whole thing gets run.
For sure. That's, I have really some smart, amazing mentors that, like, I can learn from, it, and I'm just trying to, you know, kind of take advantage of where I am. I'm in this position. Like, why not learn everything I can?
Yeah.
So. Definitely. So you talked about how you want to keep acting as you get older, maybe try out some different things. And you also talked about earlier your passion for dance. So do you think that might come back in your future, or do you think it was more of, like, a stepping stone to where you are now?
I hope so. I'll always love dance. I still try to take class when I can and when I'm not dead or completely busy, because sometimes I just go home and I'm too tired to do anything.
Yeah.
But I got to dance a little bit on the show, and that was so much fun for me because I got to combine the two things that I love more than anything. And I hope that I can do that in the future. I hope I can dance more as well as act, because I really can't imagine losing either one of them. Yeah.
That's very true. I would agree with you on that. You know, it's very important to keep that value with you when you're going through that kind of industry. One of my uncles he was a child actor, so he had that influence, but he was also able to balance everything out as well.
Yeah.
Well, again, thanks, Sophie, so much for talking with us and for giving us a peek into the life as an actress on Disney. That's just so awesome hearing about everything that you're having success with.
Well, thank you, guys. I've enjoyed talking to you and chatting up, and it was so great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're so excited to see you succeed wherever you go. Good luck in all of your future endeavors. As always, all good things must come to an end, and this was a great show with our theme of Halloween. Thanks to Star Style Productions, Cynthia Bryan, Be the Star You Are, and our Voice America Kids crew, especially our engineer, Mike. Thanks to our guests and reporters from across the world. And thank you, our listeners, for making us a top-rated program. I'm Asia Gonzalez.
And you have been listening to Express Yourself, an on-air global community where teens talk and the world listens. For info on our creative community, go to www.btsya.org. Until next week, Remember, be kind, be safe this Halloween, and be here. Speak up, speak out, and express yourself.
Thanks for joining us this week on Express Yourself, produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, be sure to visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Please join us again next Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, when teens talk and the world listens on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, remember to express yourself.
Stars could shine between the lines if you would let yourself.